Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. In the past, we've done programs spotlighting music by specific composers on many occasions. Today, we're going to kick off a series of programs spotlighting film scores which feature specific vocalists. There are a number of prominent individuals who specialize in contributing vocals to soundtracks, wordless or otherwise, to enhance the flavor of a score, and hopefully by the end of this series you'll know some of them a little bit better. On today's program, we're spotlighting the work of singer Lebo M., a South African singer who's best known for his collaborations with composer Hans Zimmer. Zimmer and Lebo M. first collaborated in 1991 on John G. Avildsen's apartheid drama The Power of One, a bleak, controversial, and powerful film which starred Stephen Dorff, Morgan Freeman, John Gielgud, Armin Mueller-Stahl, and also gave Daniel Craig his first prominent big-screen role. Zimmer provided the original score for the film, while Lebo M. provided vocals and some traditional choral arrangements. It's a big, rich score loaded with fine melodies and inventive instrumentation, and one which serves as a prelude to a number of other scores the two men would work on together. Let's take a listen as the voice of Lebo M. opens the score for The Power of One.
See you later. Oh,
Hans Zimmer, with a great deal of assistance from Lebo M, providing music for The Power of One. Zimmer and Lebo M collaborated on a much more high-profile project in 1994, Disney's The Lion King, an animated riff on Shakespeare's Hamlet, which still stands as one of the finest animated efforts Disney has offered over the course of its rich history. Featuring voice work from Matthew Broderick, James Earl Jones, Jeremy Irons, Rowan Atkinson, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, and many more, for many it represents the peak of the Disney Renaissance, which began with The Little Mermaid. It features what is undoubtedly the most famous musical moment of Lebo M's career, as the singer's rich, distinctive voice offers those unforgettable opening notes. Now, Lebo M almost didn't get the opportunity to work on The Lion King, as he had moved back to Africa, and Hans Zimmer had to track him down and apparently had quite a difficult time doing so. Fortunately, he did find him. Zimmer won his only Academy Award for his original score, and it's undoubtedly one of the strongest efforts of his career, filled with rich, memorable melodies and a strong, dramatic moment here and there. Let's take a listen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. We're spotlighting music featuring singer Lebo M on the program today. After the release of The Lion King, which we just heard, Lebo M became a reasonably hot commodity in the film music community for the next few years. In 1995, he was hired to work on the clunky Michael Crichton adaptation Congo. The movie was intended to be the next Jurassic Park, but these days it's regarded as something of a punchline. One of the few worthwhile elements of the movie was Jerry Goldsmith's original score, which offered a memorable main theme and made good use of Lebo M's energetic vocals. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
Music by Jerry Goldsmith, written for the film Congo. That same year, Lebo M. lent his vocals to the soundtrack of yet another film set in Africa, Wolfgang Petersen's thriller Outbreak, which starred Dustin Hoffman as a government agent attempting to contain a deadly virus. It was a big hit at the time it was released, but the years haven't been kind to the movie. It seems flat-out silly in contrast to Steven Soderbergh's excellent Contagion. It's a fairly standard thriller score in many ways, and in all honesty, Lebo M. is used rather sparingly this time around, but it works well enough in context and sprinkles just enough African flavor into the mix to keep things from sounding completely generic. Enjoy! James Newton Howard's music for Outbreak, with some very subtle and minimal contributions from Lebo M. Lebo M. worked with James Newton Howard once again just a few years later, this time on the Disney animated feature Dinosaur. The movie featured genuinely remarkable visual effects, but suffered due to a thin story and unmemorable characters. Still, the soundtrack remains one of the strongest efforts of Howard's career, a rich and tuneful score overflowing with cool ideas. As was the case in Outbreak, Howard tends to use Lebo M. rather sparingly, but he certainly adds a great deal of additional flavor to the proceedings when he does turn up. Let's take a listen to some of those moments. Music from Dinosaur by James Newton Howard, featuring the vocal talents and choral arrangements of Lebo M. Though Lebo M. still remains active in the music world, the last major theatrical release he worked on was the Bruce Willis war thriller Tears of the Sun. The movie was director Anton Fuqua's follow-up to Training Day, but received considerably less acclaim. In the years since, it's become clear that Fuqua is only as good as the material he's given. Still, it was a reasonably engaging film, certainly more satisfying than many Bruce Willis vehicles of the 21st century. The score was overseen by Hans Zimmer, but featured contributions from many of his longtime collaborators, including Steve Jablonski, Jim Dooley, Martin Tillman, Heitor Pereira, and, yes, Lebo M. The singer is actually credited as a co-composer this time around, and delivers some alternately intimate and invigorating performances throughout the score. It must be said that he tends to do his best work when he's collaborating with Hans Zimmer, and this is a soundtrack which uses his talents more effectively than those written by Mr. Goldsmith and Mr. Howard. We'll conclude today's program with a suite of music from Tears of the Sun, and next week we'll place the spotlight on another one of the composers and singers featured in this score, Lisa Gerrard. Have a great week, everyone. Back at you later.